and Mark.
Our number is 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And you can control the content of the site as well. You find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share it with other listeners of this program, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others get to vote whether they like or dislike what you've suggested, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We can talk more about the drug war, also crazy government school stories coming up, plus your calls. Let's go to Matthew, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Matthew. Matthew in Texas. Going
hey,
on?
How's it going?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Me and a friend were actually just talking about an issue that happened just here in Austin with two deaths. It's very similar to what y'all guys are talking about. Except for anything relating to drugs or home raids. But he was just telling me that a cab driver took a bullet for a stripper over in Austin, because that's where he drives. And there's, like, no mention of that in any of the news shows, or, you know, that's not recognized and that's not celebrated as any sort of thing worth any congratulations. Or
so he risked his life for another human being, but that's nothing worth talking about
right.
for the mainstream media, because she was a stripper and he was a cabbie, whereas the police, well, that's a whole other story.
Right, and we don't like to talk about strippers, and maybe there's a borderline between cab drivers and potential terrorists, or, you know, a lot of things
yeah.
to be implied.
I think the cab drivers are, you know, probably not considered the cream of societal crop. I drove a cab for a while, and, you know, I could say I was in situations that I found to be less than desirable. So, you know, I feel bad
that
for that.
About his job.
What's that?
He deals with a lot of the questionable parts of society.
Absolutely.
What do you think about your time as a cab driver?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Oh, I think somebody had to pay the mortgage, and you know, that person apparently was me. So I went out.
Do it again, though.
Would I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
I would do anything in order to get to work to take care of my family. Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just wondering if you consider it something enjoyable or interesting or anything.
You certainly meet interesting people.
I think that I would not do it as I wouldn't desire it as a job. You know, I mean it. That
okay.
doesn't interest me. But I think the time of day really mattered for me. I managed to, if I could get the right shift, it really worked for me. If I, you know, couldn't, I didn't like the idea of driving around drunks and people at night. It really bothered me. Whereas
That's exactly the same sentiment my friend had.
Yeah, but I managed to get on during the day, and then because I would hand out tour books and tell people about the things that we drove by in town, I'd lived there my whole life. You know, pretty soon I was getting requested from the sort of the richer neighborhoods wanting to go to the airport and come back and things like that. So I made a little you know, niche for myself.
That's good stuff.
Matthew, anything else you want to share?
I was just going on that as a tangent. But I was wanting to finish up on that comparison. That happened, but also shortly, I'm not sure within the same day but it was really close on the same timeline, officer was killed. And just to mention, he was an ex-Marine. But, of course, now all sorts of roadways get shut down. Cops get to ignore all sorts of traffic laws. Everybody else has to wait and acknowledge and celebrate the passing of this officer. And I think the implications from that, we were on this subject for quite some time, and it kind of upset me. Whereas normally before I listened to Free Talk Live, I would have probably just let it pass. And I would just be like, yeah, you know, sure, why not? They do a dangerous job. They deserve the credit that they get, or maybe a little bit extra more than the average person. But after listening to the show, after listening to your show and seeing a more principled position next to the states, because I haven't really developed any strict opinions about or I'm still in the process of change, maybe, so to speak.
I think we all are.
Yeah. it's probably best that you're always in a state of change, maybe. But
I don't think you can avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, and I appreciate the perspective.
Definitely. But the thing that really irritates me about it is the trying to, because I like to put things into metaphor a lot, but these guys are almost treated like noblemen whenever these circumstances are given like that. And not only that, it's one of those things, this is, whenever they get all this special treatment for their funerals or what have you, that's like one of the, it's a very subtle thing that helps reinforce that,
they're special.
The importance that people place on the cops. And
sure
reason,
enough. It's reinforced all over the place from the funerals, from the coverage in the media, from the people that are just kind of in town and locals. It's just all over the place. It's just so prolific, and it's a total double standard. You know, it would be one thing if the police actually were heroes. Like, if they really were out there, like, collaring rapists and murderers, and that
well,
was
they do
thing.
Do that.
But not really. I mean, they mostly focus on pulling people over for nonsense and doing drug raids. Fact is, most murders go completely unsolved. The supermajority of murders go unsolved by the police. So it's not really the case that they're out there spending time on those things in comparison
Didn't
to what they
look
are
that
spending
up that
time
most
on.
Murders did not go unsolved?
Did we look that up?
Yeah, I think we looked that up.
Yeah, it was like 80% of them didn't go unsolved. Excuse me, 80% were unsolved, yeah, as I recall.
And aren't there like a huge percentage of them that never go investigated in some places? Like a third of them, they just don't
just
even...
Just murders?
Yeah, oh, they, right. In certain places, they just don't even investigate it. I wish I had more information.
The one time that I was robbed at Subway whenever I worked there, and this was my first encounter with any sort of crime of that level or even the cops and what they do at that level, but that was a horrible experience. We were robbed by two guys after the store was closed at midnight, and the cops didn't do any investigation. In fact, like while they were there doing the investigation, they're like, "Oh, please, could you not touch that? That could be evidence and everything." It was nothing. We already told them the guys had masks and gloves, and there was going to be no evidence, or you know, there's not going to be no fingerprints to find. But they only had one fat ass guy on the job, and he was just kind of like looking around, wondering, "Oh, I really don't want to be here." And it was a horrible experience. And also, we got put to a lie detector test because we got put as the prime suspects of the whole event.
Because, yeah, I imagine that.
Who asked you to take the lie detector test? Was it the company?
No, it was a detective.
Well, I would have told him to go pound sand.
Well, I wasn't, you know, this is, of course, before that time that I started listening to Free Talk Live. And even before I started... maybe getting a little bit more rebellious against the city.
Lie detectors aren't even admissible in court because they're so inaccurate.
Right, right, right. Oh, my results came up undecided or something. Like there was nothing to...
You're shifty.
Of course, I was being real nervous because they were asking questions like, have you smoked? Have you done any kind of drugs in the past some odd hours?
Because that has something to do with whether or not the place was robbed. Boy, that's relevant. Hey, so basically your experience was pretty negative with these cops, and they don't appear to be heroes to you. And Matthew, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, as usual, not a good idea to talk to the police. There's nothing really that can benefit you in doing that. In fact, if the police are coming around banging on your door trying to evacuate you because somebody got shot a few houses down, then, you know, you can always not answer the door for them. I really don't think anything good comes from talking to the police, generally. I mean, I'm friendly with them here. Like, I'll chat them up as long as I don't feel like they're conducting an investigation. But if they start asking me questions, I'll say, are you conducting an investigation?
Yeah, generally, I would think talking to police officers is a bad idea. I do not think wholly that it's a bad idea, and that there's times for decorum.
Right. Like I saw one of them on the street the other day, and I just had a little chat with him. But I kind of initiated that. If they come to your house and are banging on your door, generally not a good time to talk to them.
I think don't talk to them if you're afraid, because they can smell fear.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. More about the war on drugs, crazy school stories, or whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Samuel's Prize Drive, for free! JacksDice.com.
Well, if you could buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. Jack's Dice is for money.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You've got a business. Tell you what, accounts receivable, probably not a lot of fun for you. SACL CAI can do it. They can do it in a fashion that treats your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's a SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Speaking of freetalklive.com, that's where you can go to learn how to listen in to the show. Besides your local talk radio station, you can also find three different live streams that we have available to you around the clock. 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing in broadband, midband, and narrowband formats, so different size streams for different internet connections. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Get the full list of our radio stations on both AM and FM across the country, over 100 of them. Our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are on two different XM channels. And also the KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we'll continue taking your phone calls. We'll go ladies first to Helen, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi. Good evening. I'm going to turn this thing down really quickly.
Always a good idea. Otherwise,
right,
things get very confusing.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. So I had this bizarre question about animal rights from a libertarian perspective.
This is
and,
tough.
What provoked this questioning was today I learned, I guess I can drop another talk radio person's name, I guess.
Sure.
All right. Tom Hartman. You know
okay.
him?
I like Tom.
Yeah.
I think he does a great show.
Yeah. And so anyhow, he, you know, I haven't checked the facts here, but supposedly, I think, you know, the Republican nominee, this is old news, he took a, whatever, six-hour car trip in Clement weather.
Which nominee?
The likely nominee.
Romney.
Oh, okay. He's not a nominee yet, right? Ron Paul's still in the race.
Yeah, he is still, but.
Gotcha.
You know,
likely to be
the
nominee.
Actually, Ron Paul, he's going to be here at Cornell next week.
Great.
It'll probably be a big draw.
Yeah. Don't miss it if you can. Yeah. If you can.
Well, I think I've been referred to as Helen the Socialist. So on.
Well.
So I live in
you probably aren't real happy with Obama either.
Right. Well. Whatever. Nothing's perfect. So he drove his dog. Did you hear that story? Drove his dog
yes,
6 hours.
I have not.
From, yeah. Yeah.
What's the story? He drove his dog what?
He drove his dog from Massachusetts to somewhere in Canada where his father had a vacation home, and the dog was it was freezing cold, and the dog was on top of the car in a little kennel carrier thing, you know, and
oh, wow.
And he had his five sons in the back, and he had his Louis Vuitton luggage in the back, but for some reason he thought the luggage was more important than the dog.
So, that's pretty sick.
So the dog was pooping all over the windows, and his sons are going, "Daddy, Daddy, Seamus is pooping." Anyhow, so then he stopped at a gas station. He hosed down the dog. He hosed down the car, and then he just put the dog back up there, wet.
My God!
And then as soon as he got to Canada, you know, when he took the dog out to bring him into the house, this is according to his sons.
If the dog wasn't cold enough before, he hoses the dog down in freezing cold weather.
So that's the story. Yeah,
things worse. Yeah, and the dog ran away. They never saw him again. It
wow.
was an Irish setter named Seamus. Okay, so then that's old news. That was like weeks ago. But just today, one of his campaign managers was. I'm originally from Chicago. You know, so I'm from Illinois. You know, so one of his campaign managers was arrested and convicted. This is really disgusting because I am a big animal lover. That's how I ended up in this town. They had killed, barbecued, and ate a dog in Illinois. And
who's they?
Like, this is one of according to Tom Hartman. Okay, I didn't check the facts, so I hope he did. And this was just on the news today, and I'm like, what is wrong with this person, you know?
And you're a vegetarian, right, I assume?
Sort of. I eat a little bit. I buy meat for my animals, and I eat a little. Usually use it to make, like, the sauce or the au jus or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
But my animals eat most of it.
And this is where we get into the real sort of difficult, you know, situation with animal rights. I mean, to me, this story sounds incredibly cruel of, you know, putting the dog on top of the car. However, in many countries, people eat dogs. I mean, you know, what's the difference between eating a dog
and
eating a cow?
They eat everything. Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, the really, what's the operable difference between eating a cow and eating a dog? I mean,
dogs are cuter.
Dogs are certainly, people like dogs more. I mean, I have never eaten a dog that I know of, but you know, you never know for sure. I mean, anybody can pass off whatever.
But I get your question. The operable difference being it's an animal and it's being slaughtered to be eaten.
Right. And so, you know, if animals have rights, like you and I have rights, then you can't eat them. You can't use any of their products for anything. You can't use them for testing for anything.
Yeah, we should all be vegans then.
Right. Well, you know, that's what it comes down to. And then one wonders what happens to the animals that exist today. Because if the milk cows don't get milked, because vegans don't drink milk, their udders are going to rupture. I mean, we have cows that have been bred for being milk cows now, yeah, and they're not.
That was one of my jobs when I was a student at Cornell. I worked at the dairy, the TNR, which is Training and Research Center, yeah, with dairy cows.
Yeah. I love the smell of a dairy in the morning. And chickens, you know, where are they? What are they going to do with all those eggs? I mean, these chickens are bred to eat eggs.
You're getting down to kind of some of the fundamental issues behind the idea of animal rights and whether they have rights or not. And these are important questions to ask. So I think it's also important to point out that whether animals have rights or not, I don't think they do, because I think in order to have rights, you have to be able to reciprocate and respect the rights of others. But that doesn't mean I don't think they should be protected. It doesn't mean I don't think they should be taken care of. Yeah. It doesn't mean I don't think they should be treated well. And it certainly doesn't mean I don't think people like Mitt Romney, who are abusing their animals, shouldn't be ostracized. I mean, people like that need to be outed.
The word should be out. This is a character defect that you treat animals like that. You know,
it's a huge red flag. So somebody that can't treat an animal humanely is a huge red flag to being a psychopath, in my opinion.
Right. Can I tell a short joke real quick?
Go for it.
All right. So tomorrow I'm going to this activism thing all day long. Friends of mine registered me in this thing. I'm not even quite sure who's sponsoring it, but anyhow. So they have this dog that is a very political, champagne-colored Cocker Spaniel, really good dog. He's 12 years old, but everyone thinks he's a puppy. He's a really good dog. So I was joking with them, and I said, okay, so we got permission to bring the dog. Okay, good. And I'm like, okay, so he's going, maybe he could be like the first canine socialist mayor of Ithaca, you know. And
he couldn't do any worse.
Then he said, he'd be like, free dog food for everyone. And then I said, but maybe he'd be a libertarian. And so he'd be like, everyone can poop wherever they want.
No. I think you've gotten something wrong about the idea of property rights. But thanks, Helen, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
I love Cocker Spaniels. I think they're very attractive animals.
855-450-FREE. The single CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Your thoughts on animal rights, whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is Garden Food Seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com. CamelMilkForSale.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Here for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is again toll free, brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-453. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features await you there. They are free for you. And those features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. cam.freetalklive.com. Oh, I should turn your microphone on. Sorry about that, Mark.
Looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear? ManVentureOutpost.com's got everything you need. They've got all the best name brands, and they've got them at some of the best rates you're going to be able to find on the internet. Before you buy anything that has to do with the outdoor enthusiast, whatever they might want, check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, and much more. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's coupon code FTL, manventureoutpost.com.
So we can continue taking your phone calls, and we'll do that. But I wanted to dig a little further into the idea of animal rights, because Helen had called and she'd asked that question. And I think it's a pretty important conversation that, you know, deserves a little bit more digging, shall we say. And so she was calling to talk about, I guess, an incident with Mitt Romney, which happened, apparently it did not happen recently, but it happened a long time ago.
Long time ago.
With a dog being strapped to the top of a car.
It's a terrible idea to have told this
in
story.
In freezing cold weather as they were driving somewhere in New England, and he and his family, and just then they hosed down the dog because it was crapping on top of the car, probably.
I hear it was like running down, so like the dog was in such distress that it was its bowels had loosened.
Right. Yeah, this is a signal to you driving the car that something's wrong up there. And so instead of, you know, showing the dog some compassion or whatever, he sprays it down at a gas station and then puts it back up on top of the car, apparently.
Blow dry it.
And continues. No, no, it was sprayed down with water, hosed down.
I know. You know, put it back up and blow dry it.
Gotcha.
The joke.
Just making it clear. So, yeah.
You don't know what kind of container this was, but I can't imagine any of them.
A doggy travel thing container.
Right. I'm thinking it's one of those
crates.
Airline crates.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if it was face forward? What kind of full-on onslaught of 70-mile-an-hour wind it was whipping through this thing?
Either way, it's going to be cold up there.
Poor dog's lips are out.
So the idea is that he needed room for his luggage, so he put the dog on top of the car instead?
Right. And this guy wasn't not wealthy at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. It's like, usually when you see wealthy people with their animals, they're all, like, buddy-buddy with them, and they take really good care of them, like, better care than they take of their children sometimes, or, you know, it depends on the person.
Sure, it's one of those stereotypes, yeah.
I wonder if he just felt like, well, we have to have the dog because it looks good if we have some kind of dog or family pet, and so I don't really like dogs, but...
Kids like dogs.
Apparently he doesn't really like dogs because anyone who likes dogs probably wouldn't do what he did to that dog.
And it makes you wonder about the kids, too. I mean, they were telling this story while their dad's running for president, which says to me that they don't have any concept as to how the regular world views their animals, like a part of the family.
Well, yeah, right. You probably treat animals the way they were treated by your parents growing up.
I think that to some extent that's true, but I have a difficult time imagining, you know, somebody loving their kids and treating their kids well, and then having a dog and then not loving the dog and loving. You know,
weird.
I don't get it.
It's weird. It's just some sort of bizarre version of abuse. You know, maybe they just don't feel comfortable abusing their kids, but they want to abuse something, so they abuse the family dog.
I don't think that he even wanted to abuse it. I just don't think he considers it, clearly he doesn't consider it as valuable as the luggage,
I know that
according to the story. I mean, I don't know.
Julia is not here to tell the story tonight, but I happen to know that her dad, when they were growing up, was abusive toward their dog. He was verbally abusive towards his kids, but would never hit them, but he would hit the dog. And so basically he would take out all of his anger from whatever he was angry about on the family dog. And that dog ended up pretty effed up as a result of all that.
I've heard the stories, too.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe Mitt Romney's a real, you know, verbal abuser of his family and just takes his physical abuse out on the animals.
Well, it sounds more like probably passive aggressiveness if he's just, you know, the way he's being abusive in this manner isn't by going after the dog and hitting it, but mm-hmm. just by ignoring it. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't pay enough attention to his kids, but I don't know.
So what do you do about somebody who's abusing animals in the, you know, liberty-oriented society in which we'd all like to see happen at some point? Because I don't think the solution is to lock people into jail cells. I don't think that tends to be the right way to approach a situation. I think that, you know, as Helen mentioned, let's get the word out about this person. Let's spread...
Right.
The video of him abusing his animal or whatever, you know, some proof. It'd be nice to have proof. You don't just want to go out and accuse people of things they may not have necessarily done. But, you know, if you've got proof that this person's a sicko and is, you know, tying his dog up in the backyard and beating it or doing who knows what to it, then that's entirely appropriate to out that person and to shame that person for what they've done. Because it's wrong.
Right.
And but it's also wrong to put people in cages as well.
Well, boycotting people is a great way to sort of send a message. I mean, for the longest, for 3 years, I didn't eat meat sort of in protest of slaughterhouses.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I didn't like the way that they were run. And I still don't like the way it's subsidized. And so it results in poor conditions for the animals. I still don't like that. But after coming to the conclusion that animals, you know, I can't justify saying that they have rights and everything, and honestly, my sustenance is more important than, you know...
Well, there's always grass-fed beef and things like that. There's
yeah.
You know, we buy from a local, you know, local farms and get our meat from cows that walked on grass and...
As opposed to sitting in a pen all day?
Yeah, and chickens that get out and things like
right,
that.
Right, and these are ways the marketplace has responded to consumer demand of people saying, hey, these mass manufacturing processes are very disturbing to us. We'd prefer you not engage in those. And some companies heard that,
yep.
And they, you know, would highlight their safety procedures or their humane treatment of the animals or the more humane killing methods, etc. But, you know, the question of if it's wrong to kill animals or if it's wrong to hurt animals, where do you draw that line? That's an important question to ask in this conversation, because some people believe that any
right.
keeping of animals
to one person's
is abuse.
Humane slaughtering is another person's abject abuse.
Right. I mean, to some people, it's abuse to just simply have an animal, to have
yes.
a pet. Even though you're taking good care of it, it's an abusive thing because they believe that pet is supposed to be out in nature and that you shouldn't be able to have them at all. So who is deciding this?
I wonder, what is it, if I let the cat back in, you know, because I let the cat out, mm-hmm. you know, should I not let him back in? Is it abuse to let the cat back in?
If it wants to come in, you mean?
Oh, yeah, he'll yeah. tear up, he's going to tear up the weather stripping if I don't let him in, by the way.
Yeah.
Some people think that if you have an endangered species on your property, that all of a sudden your property rights don't matter anymore.
Right. So where do you draw the line? That's an important question to ask when you start having this conversation about animal rights. I think animals should be treated humanely. I really do. But at the same time, I also think that we shouldn't be, you know, putting people in cages who do things that we might disagree with, because then you go down this slippery slope of, before you know it, you're putting somebody in a cage for simply trying to feed their family. So it's a really difficult question to answer, and one that should not be answered by the government. It should not be answered by a monopoly on violence. It should be answered individually by each person in the marketplace deciding where to spend their consumer dollars, who to support. You know, I don't buy puppy mill puppies. If I'm going to get a dog, I'm going to go to the, you know, the Humane Society and get a dog that way. But that doesn't mean that I want to outlaw somebody from going to the store and getting some purebred, as wrong as I think as a lot of that process is. It's none of ultimately not my business what those people are doing.
Well, I always wonder about those puppy mill situations. Just because you refuse to buy a puppy from a puppy mill doesn't mean that the puppies that are currently at that puppy mill are going to, you know, something magically nice is going to happen to them. You know, those dogs are...
No, I mean, they're likely to die early because of inbreeding and other, you know, problems that result from that.
So, I mean, you know, do you attempt to rescue the animal in that sense, or do you...
No, because it supports their business model. I'd rather they go out of business.
The best thing you can do is create, I don't know, social consciousness and basically put awareness out there because, you know, if... Puppy mills are stigmatized and everything, and if someone says,
they're pretty stigmatized.
I know,
yeah.
I got a new puppy, and they told me it was from a puppy mill, I'd be kind of like, oh, that's a little
but
messed up.
Nobody says that.
Nobody, yeah, well, they won't use that term. They
define puppy mill, right?
Right, that's true.
For the most part, puppy mills are what supplies the puppies, like the stores, right? As I understand it.
I think that's what people that are anti-puppy mill would want you to believe, certainly.
855-450-3733. Thanks for the fart sound effect, Mark. That was interesting.
What you thought that
it's
was?
Dubstep.
Dubstep?
All right, more coming up here in moments. Just enough time for you and your thoughts here. Coming up next, in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If you dial in now at 855-453, toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight is Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And we continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Patrick, listening in Colorado. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I've got something I wanted to throw at you and see what your opinion was on a topic that, excuse me, doesn't seem like it's really talked about.
All right. Throw it out.
And that is the nature and jurisdiction of the federal government.
Okay.
And according to what I've looked into, the Supreme Court and other things says that the federal government's actually a foreign corporation in respect to the states and the people. And their jurisdiction basically is only in the 10-mile square of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I've heard all these rumors, too. It doesn't really do anything, though. I mean, there's no real way you can apply that, is there?
Well, they've got the guns. They've got the power. So
that's right. Yeah, try going into one of their courtrooms and telling them that.
I can't imagine the Supreme Court has ruled the United States government is a foreign corporation whose jurisdiction only is in Washington, D.C.
You know, I don't know if there's any evidence that it's a foreign corporation. I don't know what that means. But it certainly is a corporation.
Certainly a corporation.
We know that it's a corporation.
And its jurisdiction is wherever they send people with guns.
As you pointed out, yes, they do have guns and they'll do what they want. So ultimately, all these are nothing more than interesting legal theories that have no real bearing on how these people behave. At least that's been my observation.
So it's not worth putting any energy into as far as making.
What would you do? What would you do with that knowledge?
I mean,
if it were true.
Are you going to convince the average American who grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance that this is true? It just doesn't seem like it's got legs.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. Ultimately.
Oh, and ultimately, what's it going to do for you? Like, what value does the information have?
Not much,
it's
really.
It's just a conspiracy theory.
Well, I think that it would have value if it were true, and you could get other people to be convinced of it. They will say, oh, no, we will not have foreign masters. We will only have masters that are of us.
Right, look at all the hubbub about Obama and his birth certificate.
Yeah.
Like
people,
it matters okay, whether that we're in Kenya or not.
I just thought of something. Yes. You're familiar with Sheriff Richard Mack and Prince?
Richard Mack is somewhat liberty-oriented sheriff, as I understand it.
Right, and he sued the federal government and took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically ruled that the federal government doesn't have any right to tell sheriffs and other state officials that they have to maintain federal guidelines. And I think the issue there was using federal background checks to buy guns.
Sure, they can't force them to, but if the states want to get money from the feds, then they'll do whatever they're told. That's basically how it works. So, to some extent, yes, the state governments are opting into all this federal control by the fact that the feds are dangling this fiat currency in front of them, and of course, they're government people, so they want to get as much money in as they possibly can. But ultimately, the ideas about jurisdiction and whether or not government bureaucrats have or don't have it, it comes to nothing, in my experience, because I've actually tried to, implement some of this stuff in the courtroom, not the stuff about the federal government, but just the idea that, hey, I don't consent, so therefore you don't have jurisdiction over me, or like, what is the state? What is the city of Keene? Is the city of Keene the land? If so, how can the land have any jurisdiction over me? Is the city of Keene a corporation? Is it a body politic? If so, then how can it have jurisdiction over me when I haven't consented to it? I haven't voluntarily chosen to become part of that body politic. And the fact is, none of it matters. You can tell a judge all you want about how you don't consent and how they don't have jurisdiction. They can't prove that they have jurisdiction because they can't prove that the state actually exists, because it doesn't. It's nothing more than a legal fiction. But none of it matters because, as you said, they have guns and they have men with guns in cages that they're willing to put you in if they don't agree with your particular political philosophy. So ultimately, the only thing I think that's going to make a difference in setting us more free is to have people who love the ideas of liberty make the move together, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and then start to stand up for liberty. If enough people say you don't have jurisdiction and refuse to consent, then maybe they really won't have jurisdiction anymore if they can't shake enough money and obedience out of people. But ultimately, the real question is, what will it take for people to stop obeying? I mean, because as long as people keep going along with the program, as long as they keep doing what they're told, as long as they keep paying the arbitrary amounts that are demanded of them, then nothing will really change.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing here in northern Colorado. I'm using Mark Stevens' approach to dealing with the traffic court and stuff like that.
How's it working out?
Teach people to do that, and I think if enough people do that, eventually we make a dent in the court system, we can change it. So,
what my experience is that his method can, really confuse the lawyer in types there in the courtroom to the point that they may very well let you go. But once they get hip to it, then they'll just steamroll right over you.
That's been my experience, and I like Mark Stevens, and I've got him on my radio network on LRN.fm, so I'm definitely a fan of Mark and the work that he does, and I think his book is a real eye-opener. Whether or not the stuff works in court is another question, and even Mark will tell you that sometimes it'll just really upset them and they'll put you in a cage, so you never know what you're going to get when you're dealing with these tyrants. What are you going to court for, traffic summons?
For a failure to stop at a stop sign, yeah.
Do they let you bring cameras into courts in Colorado?
Well, it depends. In the little town of Longmont where I'm at, they do not let anything electronic, no phones, no recording device, no cameras, nothing. But, 10 miles up the road in Boulder, sure, you can bring anything you want in there.
Interesting.
Inconsistencies. Yeah. They try to pretend like it's all one system that operates under some just authority when they just randomly choose what rules are going to
apply.
Whatever
they want.
Yeah, I wish you good luck out there, but to me it seems like if you want to have an effect, you got to get where other people are doing those similar things, and I think you'd probably have a bigger effect where other Mark Stevens, educated people or other people who are willing to try new things in court are at, and I think we're seeing that movement grow here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But call us and let us know how it goes, will you?
I will.
And Patrick, thanks for the call. And you know, you never know what's going to happen. Drop into the court beforehand, or give them a call and ask them if there are any, you know, is there any hoops you can jump through to bring a camera into the courtroom? Because being able to shine a light on these proceedings can really help people who want to see what happens when you try these techniques. Because a lot of it is, it seems very mysterious and disconnected until you actually get to try it yourself. Which, of course, is a very, you know, intimidating situation unless you've been in court a number of times in the past. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, that was Patrick calling from Boulder, and I've got a little bit of news out of Boulder, or calling from near Boulder. Coming up, 420 is approximately a week away, and across the country, a number of people will be celebrating 420 by consuming cannabis in a public manner in various different locations. And over the years, we've talked about how at Boulder University, they have probably one of the most epic 420s that anyone has ever experienced. Last year, or in recent years, their 420 Pot Festival has drawn up to 10,000 people onto the University of Colorado Boulder campus. This is huge.
Yeah.
And the photos are just incredible. And there's usually wide group shots of just huge amounts of people in an open area and just kind of this haze of smoke that's wafting above it. And what are they doing this time around? Well, the University of Colorado, according to KDVR.com, has announced that it will close their entire Boulder campus to visitors on April 20th to try and quash the annual mass marijuana smokeout. Students, faculty, and staff will still be allowed on campus, but, quote, unauthorized non-affiliates, unquote. That means you and I, members of the public that aren't paying to go there. Well, at least not paying directly. We're all paying through our taxes, but that doesn't matter. Will not be allowed. So according to the Boulder's chancellor, he says, the gathering disrupts teaching and research right in the heart of the campus. The size of the crowd has become unmanageable and limits our faculty, staff, and students from getting to class, entering buildings, and doing their basic work. It needs to end. Student, staff, faculty, and CU Boulder affiliates will need their blue, their buff one ID cards, one card IDs to get on in and around the campus. According to the school, those cited for trespassing could be spending up to 6 months in jail and a $750 fine.
6 months in jail?
Beyond that, well, I'm facing a year in jail for trespass, so that's a common trespass situation. Norlin Quad, which is where the smokeout is typically held, will also be closed to everyone, including students.
Wow.
So they are really cracking down at the Boulder campus. They have had enough of this open marijuana smoking. I mean, let's keep all the kids in their dorm rooms smoking pot because we want to pretend like it doesn't go on. So they're going to keep, they're going to physically have security preventing people from going on to the quad, this open area where this event actually happens every year.
10,000 people. How are they going to hold all those people back from one rule?
They're going to start threatening them as soon as they show up with arrests for testing.
Backup cops
will be all over the place, I imagine, coming up on Friday. We'll tell you more about it then. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.